Fighters, today on the show, I'm going to help you win at elite levels in your life and in your business. So grab your favorite beverage, grab a notepad, and get ready to learn something that you can implement right now today to help you become a more elite business owner and human being. Let's do this. All right, fighters, today I'm excited to welcome Maggie and Haley from the PCA. That stands for the Paint Contractors Association, formerly known as the PDCA, which was Painting and Decorating Contractors Association for many years. Haley and Maggie, I'm going to ask you guys to kind of share what you do there here in a minute, but here's a little trivia for you. Did you guys know that the PCA, PDCA, is the oldest trade organization in the United States? For all trades. Did you know that? Yeah. Haley's shaking her head. Yes. Yeah. So it's, which is pretty crazy. I didn't even know about that. And as I told you guys before we started recording here, I'd been in business for probably 5 or 6 years, had done thousands of projects. Probably about 1800 projects, to be honest, not thousands. And at the time, and I had never heard of the PCA, so this is one of the reasons that I wanted to have you guys on and just shine a light on what you guys are doing and what's in it for somebody who's a painting contractor, you know, whether they're a GC that does painting in-house or whether they're a true painting contractor. So welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So Maggie, who are you? What do you do?
Well, I am Maggie Kuiper, and I own Harpeth Painting located in Nashville, Tennessee. And we have been in, unlike you, Tom, we've been involved in the PCA since the day we opened our LLC. We kicked it off, and this is my first year serving on the education committee for PCA.
Good deal. How about you, Haley?
I'm Haley Scoggins. I am the marketing manager at PCA. And so my job is just to get the message out about our resources, about PCA in general, and about our continuing education and events.
There you go. And everything starts with education, doesn't it? Like, you don't know what you don't know. And so since Maggie's on here and she's an actual painting contractor, I'm
formerly an educator too. How about that?
Were you? Okay. Like teacher, yeah. Like official teacher.
Official.
Yeah. What grade?
High school, at an all girls high school.
Oh man. Was it a little catty there? Was it a little catty?
No, there's no boys to fight over. There's no drama.
Well, we have 5 kids and 3 are daughters and it could get catty around here. I hear the conversations they have with their friends and so-and-so is a this and so-and-so is a that. Anyway. So how long have you been a member of the PCA as a contractor?
7 years.
Okay. So what have been some of the biggest benefits that you've experienced?
Well, we were blown away by the community. You know, we joined like the logo to put with our brand new business, give ourselves a little cred. And then we attended our first expo and we were just shocked at the community, mm-hmm. the people, the energy surround painting and the resources that exist beyond that. We didn't totally even understand it until I got more involved in the last year. And I'm like, wait, there's all this online stuff and there's all these classes and lessons and portal and resources. So we continue to learn every day about everything. Yep. But the community was definitely our first.
Yeah, I've been part of the PCA in various sizes and shapes and forms in the last probably 17 years. And
Tom, you were my first look at the PCA.
Uh-oh.
We walked into, you were the kickoff speaker at Expo. We were wandering in, like we had no idea what was going on. And there's this guy on stage just like yelling and energizing and giving this message. And I was like, oh, this isn't like a boring, like we're going to learn about coatings thing.
Yeah. You know, I approach everything in the fight from how you think, right? The 6 inches between your ears and you square that away and everything else kind of falls into place. And certainly there are technical aspects to all the trades, but, and most people are pretty solid in those. It's the business stuff. It's the leadership and sales and those types of things. So you mentioned things online, resources, this and that. What are some things that somebody coming in has exposure to?
Yeah, I think basically PCA has events, both virtual and in person, like the expo. Mm-hmm. We also have continuing education. So we have a painter training program available in English and Spanish that covers interior and exterior painting. Also, we have content that's online. So PCA Overdrive is our app that holds over 600 hours of industry-specific content for painting contractors.
All right. This is going to date me because I don't know if I'm so out of the loop, I don't know this or not, but do you guys still have the Craftsmanship Forum?
We do.
Okay, good. So that was huge when I was starting out. And then, well, when I was first exposed, because you get what I love about it. Number one is the Craftsmanship Forum. They established what a properly painted surface is over time. Right. And I know so many contract. In fact, I saw a video on Instagram the other day, some painter posted. I wish I would have saved the link to it because it's just incredibly funny. And Maggie, you'll probably resonate with this one more. It was a customer who had blue taped the house. Painters right now just heard blue tape the house and they went into convulsions. And it was like if you took a shotgun and just blasted it against a wall. It was the trim. It was inside of a closet. It was everywhere. Mm. And obviously they had a, what's a difficult homeowner, we'll call it that, right? And so the standards are great because what I find is most painters, they exceed the industry standards, but you have to have an industry standard. How you know it's painted properly? So you put that in your contracts and things like that, and you can set those expectations with people up front before you sell a job. But it's cool because it's a whole forum of actual painters have been in the game for a long time that established that. But they also established best practices to how to paint a door, you know? So if you wanted to, or anything, right? How to prep something. So if you bring on a new hire, right? You already have this catalog of stuff that you can go into and go, hey, Billy, the new painter, this is how you mask baseboard, or this is how you do this. And I always found that helpful, just having another, it was a to-do box that could be checked in our business that I didn't have to do, is kind of what was in it for me. So events, online courses, you got your podcast. What's the name of your podcast for people that might want to listen to it?
It's Paint Ed.
Paint Ed, like ED. Paint Ed. Okay, cool. And
there's also now the awesome new for those 6 inches between your ears, the Business Accelerator, which launched this year, which is an online business training for painting contractors.
Awesome. Yeah. Gotta learn how to price your work. So,
yeah.
And, I don't know if you guys know this. I shared the story in my book, but the first big job I ever sold in my first year of business, it was big to me. I sold it for 28 grand. I thought I was going to be a millionaire. And that job cost me $45,000 to produce, which means I should have sold it for about 100 grand. So I did a $100,000 job for 28 grand. So there you go. That was my MBA. Okay. My business MBA happened on that project. I learned everything, not to do, on that. Fighters, what's up? It's finally here. The Shin Fu Sales Training video course is available right now. The team has been working their butts off on this thing for the past several months. And in fact, so hard that we actually scrapped the first version and we redid it because we knew that we could do better. Super proud of the team on that. Listen, our goal is to make this available to as many home improvement contractors as we can. And that's why for a limited time, we're offering this for $147, one-time payment. But don't drag your feet because you only have until February 28th, 2023 to get it at that price. Then it goes up. Go to thecontractorfight.com/SFST and get the sales training that'll help you sell like an elite contractor. I'm out. So somebody who's listening to this, what's in it for them? I mean, and we've kind of covered this a little, but any other thoughts on a painting contractor? Like I said, a GC who does, you know, work in house, why would they give a shit, right? about this organization, right? I mean, really, that's every human being always looks in the mirror and says, okay, what's in it for me? And that's a good thing. I don't say it's say it like it's a bad thing, but what's in it for somebody who's painting?
Maggie, I'll let you take this one.
Oh man, what's in it? Man, just joining the PCA, I say just going to Expo, you get your money's worth in and of itself. In fact, I think it's a break even with the cost, but just the relationships that you've formed. I don't know anybody that's gone to Expo and actually committed to the content and the ideas and the community mm-hmm. and hasn't grown their business. And I don't mean grow where you have to add employees and revenue, but grow can just mean increasing profit or increasing time for the things that you love outside of painting. Mm-hmm. And then it can also mean profit. I mean, our profit, and I will give a huge majority of the credit to everything we've learned through PCA and Expo. And we've grown double in size for 6 years. So every year we double.
I love that. It's funny what happens because, you know, I've been to many events through the years. I spoke at, I think it was 2016 in San Diego, if Expo was in San Diego. And we'll talk about Expo here in a minute, guys, to wrap this up. But I did a thing on hiring, how to find, you know, kick-ass people and hire and recruit and things like that. I did a thing and totally packed room. I'm bringing everything I have to this thing. And if I must say so, I knocked it out of the park. Okay. However, a good buddy, an old friend of mine, Josh Abramson, who you guys know, from Albright Painting out in Santa Clarita, California, he raised his hand during one point and I go, what's up? And he says, hey, I also want to talk about the value of leaning on your employees for problems you need to solve in your business. He shared a story. I don't remember the specifics, but he shared a story of how like the lowest man on the totem pole came up with an idea for Josh's company to improve efficiencies and profit like that. And it was like less than 1 minute, Josh shared this story and it was a total aha moment for the room. And it was what he shared was probably way more impactful than what I did on stage for this session. Right. And my point with this is the magic at an event like this is not necessarily the official presentations. The magic is the conversation you're having over a tequila, you know, or a workout in the gym with another PCA member that you happen to meet, or just conversations in the hallway or something like what Josh did. And so, you know, we talk about this all the time in the fight. You want to get around, number one, like-minded people, but then you also want to put yourself in a situation where you're the dumbest person in the room. There's always benefits to that. And so just to kind of echo what you guys have said about the power of the community and things like that, you know, you get around somebody who's been, you know, somebody who's running an incredibly profitable painting business for 15, 20, 30 years, and they give you one golden nugget right there. That thing is something you can go home, you can implement, and it 100x's your investment to get to the event within a year. So, all right. Speaking of events, we got Expo. The next one is coming up in just about 2 weeks now, right? Not even 2 weeks, a week and a half. Yeah, it's a week and a half. And so I go to Nashville this week to speak at an event down there in Maggie's neck of the woods. And then next week, I head down to Albuquerque, New Mexico for Expo 23. Tell us about Expo. What can they expect? What do you got on the schedule? Things like that.
Yeah, so Expo is our national convention for painting contractors. It's going to be packed full of amazing speakers, panel discussions, and nightly events as well. So a lot of fun, along with a lot to learn.
What are some of those sessions? What are people going to hear?
There's everything. We've got topics for contractors that are sole proprietor, owner-operator. We've got topics for some of the largest companies in the industry. We're covering marketing. We're covering a lot of AI and the new automations that we're seeing in the industry. Mm. We've got all kinds of items on personal development for the contractor. And then we also have, which I'm super excited about, a panel discussion at each of the breakout. And two of those are actually going to be like a live Fix My Business coaching session. Nice. So we're going to have experts on stage helping live tweak and coach contractors from the audience.
Love it. Yeah. It's those panels are really good. Been a part of them and seen them through the years. And I remember one year they had, I forget who was up there. It might've been, I can't remember, but it was over lunchtime or right before lunchtime. I'll never forget. There's probably 400 people in the room, and it was a, kind of a debate. And one guy was talking about specializing, and the other guy was talking like really niching down within the trade. And another person was talking about being a generalist, and they went back, you know, point, counterpoint and things like that. And that was really fun, but it added a lot of value to that. The talk to us about some of the events at night. You said there's some events at night. What's going on? What do I get to be a part of when I'm down there next week?
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of fun. The vendors throw great events. We have one that you're not invited to.
That's all right.
The Bear is hosting a Women in Paint happy hour on the first night. And then there is, or the second night, I don't remember which night, but we've got the Benjamin Moore reception, the Sherwin-Williams reception, and those are always quite fun.
Yeah, they always do it right. You know, they don't half-ass anything with those. So,
no, this is their opportunity to thank everyone that's ever bought paint from them.
I love it. Good stuff. Well, what else do we need to know about PCA or the event coming up that I have not asked you or we haven't talked about? Anything come to mind?
Yeah. So this year, we're having our first Paint It Forward event before Expo. So it'll be the day before on the 21st of February. And we have almost 100 painting contractors that have volunteered their time to come down early and to paint the Gibson Medical Hub.
Awesome. Yeah, that the Paint It Forward events are great. I mentioned Josh earlier. I know he's done that for many years. And we used to do it when I had my company outside of Chicago. We would do charity giveaway projects, get the community to vote who they wanted us to serve. Many times our company couldn't, the community would nominate people and our team would vote. That's how we did it. And our team many times couldn't choose. So we ended up doing both of the finalists. And and that was always really good to, and that's something the PCA has always been really strong at, is just the benevolent side of things. And I love it. I'm glad you brought that up. So somebody listening to this, they want to learn more. Where do they go? What do you want them to do?
Yeah, so you can log on to our website. It is pcapainted.org/PIF, that's PIF-Expo.
There you go. And we'll make sure to get that in the show notes. So, Maggie, anything else as a fellow painting contractor here on your mind?
No, if you're not signed up, get a plane ticket and I'll see you there.
You got it. Well, I look forward to meeting both of you in person next week. And guys and gals that are coming down there next week, jump in my how to never waste time with the wrong prospects session. I'm gonna blow your blow your faces off. And
I'm sending both my sales guys.
All right. Well, I have to put this out here, Maggie, that don't be surprised if your salespeople come back and they go, that won't work in our area. Okay. Cause we hear that a lot. In fact, one of my first slides is you're probably going to think I'm full of shit. And so it's, because most people that come in and approach sales that we teach here in the Contractor Fight, think we're full of crap until they look at their bank account a few months later. So, you gotta fight through that. You gotta be uncommon, right? You gotta differentiate. And I'm going to talk about the greatest ways that you can differentiate as a salesperson. So for those that are going to be there, make sure you head to that. Maggie, Haley, thanks for hanging out with me today.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, guys, give us a rating, review, share this with a painter that you know, or another contractor who needs to hear this stuff. Give us a rating, give us a review. And until next time, I'm out.